It's the P1 Perfect Pair, beginning Monday morning, 4 times a day. Pick and match 2 squares, and you win what's on the other side. Brought to you by Central Yamaha, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You are listening to The Hard Line here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good evening, everybody. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we're joined by the Cobra, Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with The Ticket Ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico, not causing nearly as much chaos as she seems to on that morning show, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. We have about 45 minutes or so left. Right now, it is 6:17 here on The Ticket.
How many?
90 people likes, community quick hits.
We can never get in trouble.
Community quick hits. Community quick hits. Kevin doesn't like community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits.
Flute.
So 90 people like it, and Kevin is not one of them, huh?
No.
But Billy Idol is.
Scott.
Does he?
Yep.
All right, time for community quick hits, and once again, here's Cobra. Now, what do we do here?
Would you like to, well, we cover the community at large. Events within and surrounding the community, Michael. We cover them hard, too. We are all over it. We are on top of things.
Right.
More so than any other news organization or news outlet in the area, this is it. Okay, where do you want to get to first? Tragedy at a local music show? Or?
I want to hear about the local TV icon.
Okay, let's do that then.
That's my vote.
According
That's
to my
vote.
Sources, and I cannot reveal my sources, of course.
Expo.
Because they have to trust me. Let's face it. There's got to be some sort of relationship between me and my sources, my source I. My sources tell me that Scott Sams is no longer at Channel 8.
Damn!
Now, this will play big on that morning show.
Oh, man.
Because nobody hates Scott Sams more than them. Matter of fact,
this is all they'll talk about tomorrow.
I know. For 4 hours. I tried to call Gordon to see how shocked he
hates him
sound.
Worse than anybody.
I don't know why. What's wrong with Scott Sams?
Gordon's jealous of anybody on TV. He thinks that should be him.
I've never found Scott Sams to be, pompous or arrogant.
I mean, I don't like him either. I don't think he's any good.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He just always has come off to me as a guy who, after he's finished reading the news, he takes his microphone off, goes off to the side, and goes up to somebody and says, okay, what did I just say?
Now, is he like a top 7-8 anchor in this city?
No, he failed. I mean, they tried to make him a 10 o'clock anchor, and he failed.
They tried to make him a star over there,
He was going to be a star, and he flunked the course.
He's been doing this for 20 years, though.
Yeah. I mean, they gave him a fair shot.
And you know what? He started out in the afternoons, then went to mornings, and then they did a big ad campaign, moved him to nights, and he just couldn't wedge his way in.
Started out doing weather, and then they decided that he had it. Whatever that
and they were right.
Q factor test is that they give to women to find out just what goes on down there when they're looking at these guys on the screen.
Part test?
No.
By the way, now my sources may be a little late on this. Have you guys heard this?
I haven't heard anything.
No.
Right.
Okay.
No.
All right. Then we're breaking this damn story as far as I'm concerned.
Snake.
Now, it could be a couple days old. I have no idea. I haven't heard the musers talk about it much.
It might not be true. That'd be funny.
Well, my source is a pretty high-ranking official within a certain company that we're all very close to, and he has had conversations with the man himself. So,
Dale Hansen?
No, it is not Dale Hansen. I will not drag Dale Hansen into Community Quick Hits.
Bill Walton's kid?
No.
Hey, Corby, it's Luke Walton. He's got some information on Scott Sams.
Perfect, Luke. So Scott Sams out. I welcome the musers to call. I wish George or Craig or Gordon were listening right now. I'd love to get immediate reaction on this.
That should come as a big surprise.
The musers.
I mean, I bet the guy when... You know, I don't know this, but speculation. I'll bet when he failed in, you know, the 6 o'clock and the 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
I bet he was under contract, and they moved him back to mornings, and when his contract ran out, they just didn't renew it. It's a guess on my part. I don't know.
But I thought that 6 a.m., 9 a.m., whatever that show is that they do, Good Morning Texas, is a staple of the network as far as local programming goes. I mean, it's like the Community Quick Hits of Channel 8.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, the only thing that matters is their 6 o'clock newscast and their 10 o'clock
newscast. Is that where all their revenue is generated from?
Yeah, I mean, right after you,
after you bust out there, then you're on the downward arc.
Really?
Yeah.
And they can, and they were probably paying him big money. Once again, I don't know this, but they were probably paying him big money. And, you know, you can get pretty much anybody to come in there and read the news in the morning.
That morning show is a demotion for him after he's already busted out, you know, being... When they tried to make you an anchor and you fail at that.
Boy, I would think that, to me, I would rather do that morning show than any of that other stuff.
No, yeah, you'd want to, but that's not where you start in the morning.
I know,
I
know.
You don't end up
But what
there.
If you, like, start there and you really like it and you don't want to move? I mean, to me, it seems like you could make a couple of hundred grand doing that show.
I'll bet that there are people around this country that have done that.
Yeah, wake up, you know, the Good Morning Coffee shows with the fake smiles.
And once again, this is just my opinion, so I don't have anything to base this on. But
you know.
I'm betting he was making $500,000 a year or more.
He's been there 20 years.
So, I mean, I bet he was making a big, big, big chunk of
Good Morning Coffee.
Yes, you know.
You know those cheesy morning shows all across the country?
It's always
the
couple of spare newscasters
SNL's
that do
SNL's done spoofs on them before.
Morning
they're always,
talk. Okay.
They're always
morning
smiling.
Coffee.
Okay, they'll get local chefs and local workout jerk-offs in there to do ab crunches and stuff.
Make pottery and knickknacks and arts and crafts.
Show for the frau, right?
Totally.
Right. And every once in a while, they'll have some actor or something that stops by and you can tell they just rolled right out of bed.
Right.
They have local
like
bands.
You were on that show.
Yeah, I was on there with George Lopez, a good friend of mine in the Mexican community.
How come they've never had Sorta on there?
We've been asked.
Why don't you do it?
We can't get up that early, man. You got to keep the party going, dude.
Well, I've never been on there. I've never asked.
Why don't you just party on?
You know what?
Don't
Up all night and just go in there and just trash the set.
Yeah, don't quit till after you
That'd
played.
That'd be awesome.
Although I am going to be on, and so are you, Ryan. So we're going to be on Channel 4 coming up pretty soon. On that Sunday night. Yeah.
What's the matter?
You're not going to be on it?
Something I don't know.
That's being reviewed, buddy.
Why?
Why? You love television.
Yeah.
No, I hate television.
You and TV were made for each other.
Yeah.
So you're not going to do it? I mean, we're all taking a turn on that.
I'll give Norm mine.
Oh, okay.
Norm enjoys that type of thing.
I thought you were going to do it.
You're getting paid a lot to do it.
Fortune.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm doing it, for the cash.
Fortune.
Let me emphasize one thing here, Mike.
Yeah,
there is a whole lot of information about this that has not come out yet.
Your absolute so brilliant
edited.
Performance with Geraldo.
Geraldo, you have been on one of the most highly rated...
I was on that for one reason and one reason only.
The bitches?
No. No, because the hammer was out of pocket.
Not true.
It is true.
This has been debated for 10 years.
Or maybe you just don't want, you can't appear just on local shows. You just got to go now.
That's what it is.
Let me ask you this.
No, the laddie admitted that to me.
You be honest with me. Didn't they wheel you around in a limo or something?
Yes, they did.
And
they
didn't
sure
they
did.
Pay you? Didn't they give you an Iron Butterfly album cover with a little Coke in there? And then how they paid you?
I don't recall anything like that.
You had something good going there, and then you got to throw that.
What?
The Iron Butterfly Coke gag.
Isn't that how you guys used to get paid?
No, I've never been paid like that.
Well, I've got to go.
I wouldn't accept it
pay.
If they did.
Well, I've got to go in there, and I'm taking suggestions on what I should wear.
sundress?
I am always up for seeing the hammer in a barrel and the straps.
I don't think I can sit down with that barrel on.
So what? Just stand there.
Yeah, you need to wear the barrel. Seriously. And some wooden shoes.
Why won't anyone go with the barrel look anymore?
Why don't you wear wooden shoes?
I'll tell you what, if they put me on there, I'll wear the barrel.
Well, there's a slot. There's a slot right over here.
Apparently there is.
There's a slot in limbo right over here.
If Mike Ducey would please put me on. And
fact.
Look, I can talk Cowboys just as good as anybody else, all right?
I was going to wear a bunny suit.
Okay. All right.
I'll go for that.
With the face cut out and your hammerhead sticking out.
If Channel 4 would allow me to do that, I would.
Hey, let's talk about this tragedy at the local rock show next. Can we do that? It's break on time.
Well, that's certainly an extended version of Community Quick.
Normally, I like
Community Quick Hits to be one succinct
segment.
Let's just do it this once. We're experimenting today. Come on.
All right. Wild things going on at the Petty Theft Show next.
The coach didn't care for his rookie running back tapping his helmet, but after seeing Julius Jones play with a broken shoulder, the owner won't doubt his grit. The sticker brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing.
He was in such pain, and to stay in there and continue playing, he must have had 7, 8, 9 plays, did a good job of blocking with that broken shoulder. So anybody wants to question his toughness can forget about that.
Jerry Jones on with the newsers this morning on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket once again, Ty Gunn is injured. This time it's a sprained right ankle that he suffered against Tech. Brandon Hassel should be starting in their Conference USA opener against South Florida. And Broncos defensive end Trevor Price will undergo surgery to remove disc fragments in his back. He's going to be out about 4 to 6 weeks. That's the Ticket. Ticker brought to you by Dish Direct. Our next ticker at 6:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Kevin Scott reminding you to remember the time you've been listening to The Hard Line. 3 to 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Stats and facts flow freely as the Cowboys Executive Vice President and Director of Player Personnel, Stephen Jones, talks with Norm Hitzkus, Wednesdays at 11:10. Brought to you by DiamondDoctor.com, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ah, yes. It's 40-liner time. The Hard Line... That's us.
That would be us.
We'll be at the Cape Buffalo Grill, we think, Monday from 3 until 7. You can register to win ticket T-shirts, Cowboys training camp shirts, and, of course, the Cowboys play that night. So Cowboys. Come out and watch the Cowboys take on the hated Redskins on the big screen with the Tickets Cowboys watching party at the Cape Buffalo Grill. That's at Addison Road at Trinity Mills. A stone's throw west of the tollway, and it's this Monday from 3 until 7.
Can I give a semi-tease?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody out there that needs to spruce up their wardrobe, mm-hmm. make sure you're listening tomorrow. We may have a deal for you.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, if you've been needing a new suit or you got somewhere where you need to look good, not a makeover, but just, you know, you need some new threads.
You need to be by the channel tomorrow, if that sounds like you.
We may have you covered.
All right, let's go back to Snake L. Davidson.
Mike.
For this extendo version of Community Quick Hits.
And this involves you, Michael. Do you consider yourself part of this community? And part of this quick hit session?
Well, yes, I'm trying to be an active participant.
Okay. Now, it seems that you front a local band here in the city. True? I'm looking for answers, okay? Is this true?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
I can confirm it. I've seen you. At one of your band's quote-unquote gigs, there was an incident that I'm not sure you knew about. Do you remember the Jay Gilligan's show in Arlington a few weeks ago?
In a matter of speaking, I do.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember two people sitting right up front and yelling their asses off all night.
Sit! I remember a number of people who could have fallen under that subheading, but yet there were two in particular who were sitting off to my right that come immediately to mind.
Did you see any alcohol involved in their night?
I saw quite a bit involved in their night.
Did you happen to see 11 pitchers between the two of them?
Well, I wasn't keeping count, but I knew that rather massive quantums were being consumed by those two.
Well, I received this electronic mail here recently. I thought I would share it with the community.
All right.
My friends and I went to the Petty Theft Show, spelled P-E-T-Y, Petey, at Jay Gilligan's a few weeks ago. We sat right up front and yelled our asses off all night. It was a great show. We had 11 pitchers between the two of us.
God, that's amazing. I can't even do that.
So Brad, my friend, tries to drive me home and ends up running into my apartment building and taking out 3 air conditioning units.
Damn!
You know, who hadn't done that? Seriously.
He bails. He flees as this one kid goes into his apartment complex. Cops show up later, and when I go outside to pick up his side mirror, which I'm assuming is hanging around the 3 air conditioning units that he smashed into, they decide to give me sobriety tests. He says, I failed all of them miserably. So they handcuff me and proceed to attempt to put me in the cop car. S-faced, I decide not to let them put me in the cop car.
Whoops.
So they beat the crap out of me for about a minute to no avail. One of the cops then gets the idea to mace me in the face from about a foot away. I then decided to get in the car.
Well, we always say that the more you drink, the better we sound.
Yeah.
That's you guys must have sounded amazing that night to these two.
We must have. This is taking it to a pretty extreme level.
He said that he got taken to jail in his boxer shorts and nothing else.
I had a cop friend of mine that told me that he used to love that. Whenever they would answer some kind of call and somebody was in their underwear, they would always take them in their underwear. And anytime they protested, like, hey, will you let me put on something? They never would. Like, no, we got to go now.
He says his friend Brad got off scot-free and I had to pay over $1,000 to get out of jail. Here's the kicker. My wife is pretty pissed.
Oh, really?
So here comes this kid coming home from a night of drunkenness and seeing petty theft, which I'm assuming promotes that kind of behavior. And the first thing she hears is someone running into her apartment building.
Takes out a fleet of air conditioners.
Right. Then her husband stumbles in, probably eats about 11 pounds of spaghetti, then goes outside to pick up his friend's mirror where the cops are. She walks outside, seeing him take a sobriety test, fail, then get...
Fights with police in his underwear.
Fighting in his underwear, get his ass beat to holy hell.
Maced.
Gets maced. Maced.
Yeah.
Taken to jail.
Yes.
Then she has to bail him out and spend $1,000 of their money.
She's the one who has to go in and get him out of jail and spend $1,000.
That was probably a pretty tough night for that young man.
All because he had to go see you sing Even the Losers.
Let's give this guy's first and last name out.
Let's not.
Oh.
He didn't want it. But he did say you can
read
this.
Maybe we need to play a relief fund show for him.
Y'all should.
Now, his buddy emailed me as well, Brad. After he found out, because I emailed the guy and said, can I read this story on the air? And I guess he tells his friend Brad. Brad emails and says, my buddy tells me today that he emailed you sharing the events surrounding a recent petty theft concert. I noticed he left out a couple of details that need mentioning. You probably figured out that I'm the one that drove into his apartment complex and took out 3 AC units. But it was his fault. Earlier that evening, before the alcohol was involved, I went to pick him up, and for some reason he kept telling me to do random stupid crap that I may have done in high school, because he kept saying that the, quote, old Brad would have done it, or that I'm not like the old friend he once knew.
This sounds like Frank the Tank.
I know. I guess that was his bit for the night. We leave his place and have to turn back immediately after because he forgot something. He wanted me to drop him off as close to his apartment door as possible. Of course, I didn't do it because it was stupid. I'd have to drive onto the lawn in between some buildings. Come on, I'm a little more mature than that. Then I had 11 pitchers of beer.
You know what? That reminds me of one time when I walked outside of my old roommate, and I could not get the door open. The front door open. His car was that close to the front door. This was back in full throttle days. And I went in there, I said, you know, what is the deal, man? He goes, I just wanted to get as close to the front door as I could because I knew I couldn't walk very far. And he pulled it, and his car, like the front wheel, was on the porch. And the back wheel was just still like in the yard.
My sister took out an apartment complex one time. But this was, I don't think alcohol was involved. They were at a soccer tournament. And her friends were staying in this hotel room. And she backs, stop it. She goes plowing right through the back of the apartment, the window section, like the balcony or whatever. Old Papa Chuck wasn't too happy about that. There's no telling what he had to pay.
Was this after the pillow fight?
There was no pillow fight that I knew of, Danny. Okay?
What about the oil rubdowns?
Yes, it was after the oil rubdowns.
Now, is this... I can't imagine how such a thing even happens as any of this.
Now, was she driving the car that was...
Especially the oil rubbed out.
Was your sister, when she took out the apartment complex, was she driving the car that would eventually be handed down to you?
Yes.
Was that like a Capri that was yellow and you got it and it was painted red?
It was a 1979...
The Prelude, wasn't it?
No, it was a 1979 Mustang.
Right.
That was...
That's like one of the worst years ever.
Ever. It was yellow. She painted it red, except for the inside of the trunk. So when you pop the trunk open, it was still canary yellow. The worst automobile ever.
So it looked like
ever.
A Kansas City Chiefs car.
Yes, it did. It did. So there you go, Mike. Hope
well, finish
proud of yourself.
That email.
That's it, Danny.
No, there's more. You sounded like there was more earlier. You said 11 beers, and then you sounded like you... stopped.
No.
Well, where do things sit today between these two, I wonder?
I don't know.
It sounds like it was a night filled with tension between the two of them anyway.
Would you be happy with your buddy? What? I don't understand why this guy went to jail. Just because he was drunk? Because he didn't really do anything.
Public intoxication,
okay,
I guess.
But
he was
he's
at
right,
his house.
Yeah, he's at his apartment.
Well, he's outside, drunk.
Okay, if you step foot outside of your place,
yes.
If I'm in my yard and I have 100 beers in my yard, it's my yard.
Right.
But I can do whatever I want.
But you're still out in public.
But you own that property.
He was also out in public in his underwear.
Yeah.
Okay, I go pick up my paper every morning, nude.
No, you don't.
But I do it in my boxers.
So what?
Okay, he was in his boxers.
Well, if the cops were standing in your yard when you came out, they might have a problem with it.
Put it this way. If the guy had 11 pitchers of beer and there was a report on somebody mowing down air conditioning units, and this guy shows up, probably walking around hammered, picking up rearview mirrors.
But he didn't do it.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, his buddy did it. I mean, wouldn't you have sold him out? I would have been like, here's his number, here's his address, go. Go. You know what, I'll ride in the car with you. We'll bust him together.
Go. No, you know, after the night that it sounds like they had, you know.
Were they drunk?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't real obnoxious. I mean, I remember these two guys, if it's the two I'm thinking of. And
were they young?
Yeah, they were young. But there were...
Were they wild?
There were, and they wanted to be free as things turned out.
I'm young. I'm wild.
He ain't free.
I'm free.
He was free after Bond.
But there were a number of twosomes in there that night that could have fit that profile.
I bet that guy felt like crap the next day.
I just don't see how you...
After getting hammered, 11 pitchers of beer, a beating by police officers, and maced in the face.
And sitting in a cold jail cell with your underwear on.
And then all of a sudden, all that good feeling of that beer and that buzz wears off, and there you sit.
Yeah.
Just thinking.
Your head's throbbing.
What have I done? And maybe the question pops into your mind, what next?
Right.
Maybe it does. Maybe it should.
All right. There is a super-duper double shot of community quick hits.
Let's get some more. Find more now.
Next.